Craig, you know, you made a reference earlier. You said how all of our guests have had sort of military rankings, right? We had Colonel David Hunt earlier today, and then we had from the Sheriff's Department, Captain Barker, and then Tom Hutchison, who writes copy for our station, the clever guy that he is. He goes, well, you got the home improvement guy up. I wonder if he's been a general contractor.
Well done.
So I look it up, though, and Tom Kreitler joins us. He's the host of The Money Pit and also the author of My Home, My Money Pit. But you were a home inspector at one time, were you not, Tom?
That's right. I was a general inspector, or inspector general, we could say.
Wow.
Excellent.
I was a home inspector for 20 years. You know, it was a great job because I was a teacher before that, and I love teaching. I love explaining, you know, how homes are put together. And in that job, I also had to explain, unfortunately, how they fall apart. So, you know, getting on the radio and answering questions from folks all across the country every week about how to improve their homes, how to, you know, avoid becoming a money pit. You know, that's just a perfect job for me, so I love it.
That's great. And, of course, we're in the springtime now where people, they do things inside but also outside. This is where we get to look at the outside of our home. What are some of the things that are people going to, we're going to start doing as the weather warms up around here?
Well, think about it. In a few short weeks, you're going to be dragging out your lawnmower again, and that means adding gas, adding oil, trying to get it started with the dreaded pull cord, throwing your back out in the process. It's always a hassle. You know, there's better technology today. Greenworks Pro is out now with a 60-volt mower. It runs off a powerful battery, so you don't have to deal with gas or fumes. And it's got a push-button start, so it eliminates the cords. And it's very inexpensive to run. I mean, it only costs 6 cents to charge the battery, and that gives you about an hour of runtime. So it's a really nice way to switch off of gas, go to battery, and get a lot more convenience. I mean, it even folds easily for vertical storage, so instead of having to have it horizontally kind of taken up like half of a bay for your garage and you can't get your car in, you can fold this up flat, store right against the wall. It actually uses about 70% less space. And it's available at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. There's a whole family in that Greenworks Pro 60-volt line, so you've got blowers and chainsaws and all sorts of stuff, all run off that same battery.
Have they got the batteries to give us enough power? I mean, electrical, is, you know, outdoor things have been real for a while, but sometimes people think it doesn't give me that power. Maybe it's just because it doesn't give us the sound that we want.
It does. It does give you the power. And, yeah, about sound, it's actually a lot quieter because you don't have that mower. But here's why. First of all, two things are happening in the business. The battery technology has gotten better. There are more power coming out of these. And we're now developing brushless motors that need less energy to run. When you put those together, I got a chainsaw that's battery-powered now. I don't even touch my old two-cycle, two-stroke gas-powered chainsaw anymore. I just snap the battery in. It's got an 18-inch bar. I can cut anything I have to with this on a battery. You can find that mower for $399 at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. So, I mean, pick one of these products and check it out. You will never go back to gas again.
Anytime you don't have to mix fuels like gas and oil and things like that, you're better off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about a couple of projects inside the house. You know, ceramic tile flooring projects are beautiful, but they're not DIY most of the time because they're complicated, right? You need a lot of tools. You need grout, you need mortar, you know, you need sponges. You got it just takes forever. So there's a new option out now from Lumber Liquidators, guys. It's called Click Ceramic Plank. Now, these are quick-locking ceramic planks. They kind of snap together, and they can float over an old floor. They look like they have a grout line in them, but there is no grout. So there's no grout, no mortar. You can cut them with normal power tools, so it's great for DIYers. They look like hardwood floor. They have different designs that look like hardwood, but they go into locations where you can't put hardwood, like kitchens, baths, and basements where it's damp, right? They're dent-resistant, stain-resistant, you know, just a really durable kind of product, and it's not going to expand and contract from temperature and humidity, and less of all, it's less expensive. These are $349 a square foot at Lumber Liquidators and online at lumberliquidators.com. So that's an easy way to get ceramic tile floor in one of those locations as a do-it-yourself project.
We're talking this morning to home improvement expert Tom Kreitler, joining us to talk about getting things ready for the springtime. What do we need to figure out what to do? Sometimes there's that honey-do list. How do I know how to prioritize that to make sure I'm doing it in the right order or getting at least getting something done?
Very simple. You do what your honey wants first.
I'll write that down. Not a bad idea.
Whatever she says is the most important. But now, you know, you could look at these in terms of, you know, what's the investment, what's the time commitment, and what are you going to get out of it? You know, look at your heating and cooling system. It uses about 50% of your home's energy. If you were to install a smart thermostat, you would kind of get control of those costs. There's a new one out from Carrier. It's called the Core 7, and it gives you remote control access, you know, through an app to your heating and cooling system. a lot less expensive than other Wi-Fi thermostats. And just installing that kind of thermostat can reduce your energy use by about 20%. It's going to work with most HVAC systems. It's got a touch screen. The app kind of walks you through the setup. It also works, integrates with all of the home control systems like Amazon Echo and Apple HomeKit. It's got a couple of neat features in terms of its technology. It's got a smart setback, so it's actually going to optimize your heating and cooling system based on how well your house is insulated. And then it can give you a real-time savings forecast, so you know if you change your temperature 2 degrees, what that means in actual dollars and cents in terms of savings. So you can find that at your carrier dealers for $169. And if you want something that's really easy, so you can feel good about doing a quick project and have a big impact, there's a new ceiling light out from Mr. Beams. Now, when you talk about light, you usually talk about electricians, right? Well, if you want to deal with a dark spot in your house, like a pantry or a closet or a shed, there's an easy way to do that in 5 minutes without that electrician. This ultra-bright ceiling light from Mr. Beams, which you'll find at Home Depot, is battery-powered, and it actually delivers 300 lumens of light. Now, I know we used to think of this in terms of watts, but trust me, this is enough light for a shower, for a closet, for a shed. It's activated by a motion sensor, so you're not looking for a light switch. It can go inside or out, and the battery lasts up to a full year. You know, LED technology is amazing today. We're talking about the battery technology. LED technology is also way advanced. We get a lot more light out of these products. This is only $34.99 at Home Depot, so you can pop that in and be good to go with more light in 5 minutes.
Sometimes we joke here in Northern Ohio, this time of year we get a little rain, we get a little snow, the ground softens up, it becomes muddy, it's mud season. Do we need a mudroom?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if you got the space, a mudroom's great, and a product like that Click ceramic plank is perfect for that. But let me, you know, I get a lot of calls from your area with folks that have those water-based problems. So let me give you a couple of tips on that. First of all, on your spring to-do list should be to clean your gutters and extend your downspouts. They ought to be 4 to 6 feet away from the house. This stops the water from trapping around the foundation and leaking through into your basements and crawl spaces. And then if that's working perfectly and you're going to do some landscaping, the first thing you should do is add some clean fill dirt, not topsoil or mulch, and improve that slope away from your house. You want it to drop about 6 inches over 4 feet. Those two things will have a dramatic impact on cutting back on that moisture and that humidity that you get in your lower levels inside your house and reducing some of that mud that forms around your house. It is so simple, and so many folks just miss that point, but I got to tell you, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, that was one of the number one problems I found. People thought it was going to be $5, $10, $20,000 to fix, and just a couple $100 in gutter parts and a weekend's worth of work, and they did it themselves, and they were good to go.
You know, when you become a homeowner, you understand the power of water. Rainwater,
yep.
Your plumbing, you understand what it means, and if there's a little bit of a leak or moisture, deal with it now because it doesn't just dry up. Other things can happen and make things more difficult later on. Tom Kreitler, our guest this morning, host of the national radio program The Money Pit, also author of My Home, My Money Pit. If we want to find out more about some of those products and things you've talked about, is there a good place to check out to get details?
Yeah, take a look at our website. It's brand new this week. Just a new version came out, moneypit.com. There's tips and advice on all sorts of projects for this time of year, including some follow-up information on all of the products we talked about today.
Well, Inspector General Kreitler, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, sir. Have a good
signing
day.
Signing off.
Bye-bye.